This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we have something to react to here in case you missed it, coming up in about 40 minutes. Big Weigelini, as he's known in parts of southern Italy, northern, all the Italies. Jake Volnick joining us, taking over at 7. This is now, we're actually going to credit him, Nick Camino, tweeting out, Brown star defensive end Miles Garrett was pulled over early Saturday morning at 2:01 a.m. for speeding in Strongsville, according to police. Garrett was clocked going 100 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. He was given a citation here. Mm-hmm. So it looks like Shador's leadership is really being felt across the organization.
Well, I mean, come on. Miles was getting in traffic citations long before Shador Sanders.
But he wasn't going 100 in a 60. That's a Shador special right there.
I mean, Shador didn't even go 100.
Teaching him how.
Shador didn't even go 100 in a 60.
He went 101.
Wasn't 90? Was it 101?
It was 101. Why are you trying to lop some miles per hour off there?
I just figured if I just keep it, every time we talked about it, I just lopped off like 10. Maybe by the time, maybe by like December, it'd be like he went 66 or 65.
Yeah, I mean, no, we don't even get busted for that.
The guy had it out for him. Wait, now, where is Miles Garrett's special police card to get him out of these situations?
Oh, do you, no,
his get out of jail free
card.
Do
you think Miles thinks he's above that? Because I could see Miles' ego being like, I'm just going to say I'm Miles Garrett, and that should be my FOP card.
Early Saturday morning. So that means, how was he already back home? Did they fly right after the game, and did he get back home? Or in this instance,
you're right.
Is this instance is Saturday morning, really Sunday morning is what he meant to say? Because like,
I don't know.
Like 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, the way this is phrased, lets him believe that, I mean, the game ended at like 10:30. Mm. Maybe they just got back right away.
But again, maybe he only would have been going 90
or maybe
if Shador hadn't talked to him in during the game.
Maybe they did get back, and then this was him driving home from getting back from the airport.
This is already way too intense.
Wanted
to make a bunch of cheap shot jokes about Shador going 101.
Well, yeah, but you know what the answer is going to be. All the media types that want to discuss this type of thing is going to be like, well, I don't care if you're, as long your quarterback does it, I care about it. Anybody else don't really care.
Now, here's what I will say. I'd prefer that the team is dealing with speeding issues. I like this trend as opposed to whatever Deshaun or Quinshon Judkins separately have been accused of on different fronts.
Do we have to get some of the the Sesame Street police to come in and do a talk?
I don't think we do.
I'm trying to think. They have a lot of guest speakers in Berea. I'm trying to think of who we could get in to maybe make them not go so fast on the roadways.
No, that could get serious very quickly. I was going to start making jokes, okay. And I was like, no, that could be, we're not going to go there.
Oh, okay. You started making jokes. I didn't know when we were hitting the break button. Unlike Miles Garrett.
So, to talk about the Miles Garrett news, I'm sure this man's not going to be surprised by it. Nothing gets by
Never
the goalie.
Never catches him off guard.
With our very own Browns beat reporter, Dale Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hey, friendo.
I think this is his fourth 100-mile-per-hour citation, I believe.
That's Connect Four. You usually win the game at that point.
If he gets a fifth, he gets a free prize.
Hmm. Is the free prize somebody else drives your car for 6 months?
A chauffeur.
By the way, that is not free. I mean, not that it matters to me. Miles is making 40 a year. He'll be fine. So did this surprise you, Daryl?
No. That's why I posted it's not the first time he's been hit with a citation for doing that. So
should we just get him like a Honda Civic? Those are really hard to go 100 in.
I don't know. It depends what kind of Honda Civic you get. Are we talking street legal or are we talking Fast and Furious?
We don't want to soup it up. I was thinking my first car was a 1986 Toyota Camry hatchback. That by the time I got it, my mom had been in a fairly significant accident so it had damage above the wheel well, but the wheel was fine. Maybe we just unearth that. And if Miles could get that son of a gun to go 60, he'd be lucky.
Well, maybe we can give Miles my first car, which was a Plymouth that you had to, it didn't have fuel injection. You had to pump the gas to get the thing to turn over and start. And when it didn't, you had to hook it up to the battery charger in the barn and then you crushed your fingers and prayed it'd turn over at some point.
I have an Amish housekeeper that maybe we can get like a horse and buggy situation.
I would keep her away from Amish. For
that
Miles.
Might actually be a good development for Miles.
If she's on Rumspringa.
He needs a little bit more Amish in his life.
I don't think he needs any more anything.
I think he's doing quite fine. He needs no cars for a while is what he needs. Daryl, do you agree with me that the national reaction to this will be he's not a quarterback, I don't care?
What, Miles?
To Miles, yeah. The same people that ripped Shador Sanders and basically called him the world's worst human for going 101 is going to be the same people that turn around and say, he's not a quarterback, I don't care what he does, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know that there's going to be much of a reaction to this.
Daryl, looking to Shador from Friday, I know you had your show yesterday, but just for people who didn't hear it yesterday, thoughts on Shador's performance in the preseason opener on Friday night?
I thought he was good. He's not there yet. He's not ready to be a starter just yet, but certainly lived up to expectations, did everything that was asked of him. There were a couple little red flags and bad habits that did show up, but it didn't hurt him. And that's what's most important, that he was able to navigate being backed up on his own end zone multiple times. He was able to do a two-minute offense effectively and put points on the board, led three touchdown drives. So no complaints with the results, threw receivers open, which is good to see. Had some guys make some plays for him. But overall, I think Shador Sanders did a very, very good job Friday night.
The second depth chart has come out. Joe Flacco, 1. Kenny Pickett, 2. Dylan Gabriel, 3. Shador Sanders, 4. Are you surprised there was no movement with Shador?
No. I mean, Kevin Stefanski and the organization are not going to be moved by what you, me, the national media, anyone has to say about Friday night. They are sticking to their plan with their process. That was the depth chart going into the preseason opener. It's not a surprise that it's unchanged. I'm looking for Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett to get all their work this week in Philadelphia during the joint practices. And then if healthy, Dylan Gabriel, this is my expectation and my best guess. Dylan Gabriel starts, Shador Sanders finishes that preseason game against the Eagles on Saturday afternoon.
So specific to like their processes not being interrupted here, Shouldn't something that surprises you, shouldn't that have some impact on the process if the process isn't crap?
Well, what if they weren't surprised?
I mean, they've given the guy as few reps as you possibly could. He was throwing to Tom in accounting as recently as a week ago. If they saw what they saw in the preseason game number one and were not giving him reps, I think I would question them more than if they were surprised by what they saw on Friday, no?
Yeah, you know, he did get a fair amount of two reps today, which was good to see. But I understand where you're coming from. I think this is a big week for Dylan Gabriel, who did do a nice job today in practice. He actually looked like he belonged on the football field, which has been a rare occurrence during this training camp. So positive steps for him. And if Dylan Gabriel, I think if anything, Shador has applied pressure to Gabriel now because of what Shador did Friday night. Now you got to go out and top that, not just on the practice field, but you've got to go now do that in a preseason game, right? Can you run a two-minute drill? Can you get off the goal line with success? Can you lead multiple touchdown drives? Can you throw guys open? Can you evade pressure, even though you gave, I think, everyone a heart attack while doing it on multiple occasions? You know, can you elude the pressure successfully and things like that? So for me, I think not so much with the change of the depth chart, but what Shadur was able to accomplish was apply pressure now to Dylan Gabriel to go out there and perform on Saturday at a level equal to, if not above, than what we saw from Sanders Friday night in Carolina.
Daryl, what happened at today's practice? It seemed like from your tweets and judging from other beat reporters' tweets, it was a very good day for all quarterbacks involved.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked to learn that there's an offense on this team. I mean, guys were catching touchdown passes, which is not something we've been privy to during this training camp. It was a lot of fun to watch. They were able to move the football effectively. They did end a half, end a game, however you want to look at it, situations, get into field goal range, get the kickoff, things like that. But yeah, all four quarterbacks did a really good job with their reps, especially in the red zone, throwing touchdown passes. I would say that Flacco's throw to Jerry Jeudy on the far side was a thing of beauty. Gabriel's throw to Deontay Johnson in the end zone, that was very well done. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. It was arguably the best practice to date for the quarterback room collectively.
Daryl, what does this week mean for Kenny Pickett?
Well, it's a pretty big week for him, too, if he wants to seriously be still in this competition. Obviously, hamstring injury is not his fault. You hate that it happened because it does kind of skew some things. But I think Kevin Stefanski is getting close to wanting to get this thing narrowed down here. Now, he won't say it. He won't tell us how close he is to making the decision of being ready to make the decision, but the sense that I get just reading between the tea leaves, they want to get this thing sorted out here pretty soon. So I think this is a fairly important week for Pickett to be healthy and to be able to go out there and participate against the Eagles. He's gotten a lot of first-team reps similar to Dylan Gabriel. I mean, they've been trying to give him opportunities. So if he's healthy, it'll be important for him to take advantage of that this week.
Non-quarterbacks aside, who do you think this is a big week for?
Well, I would probably say the receiver room because, you know, there are just so many questions in that room right now outside of Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman. I guess you can throw Jamari Thrash in there just, I guess, by default. You know, Caden Davis, I think, a mixed bag. Everyone's going to look at the two touchdowns he caught Friday night against the Carolina Panthers, but I look at a couple of plays where he did not get the depth that was needed to extend drives on a couple of catches too, or a couple throws from Shadur. And to me, that stuff matters just as much as, you know, catching the touchdown passes. So I think it's a pretty big week there for that receiver room if your names are not Jerry Jeudy or Cedric Tillman.
Daryl, really good stuff. Any other cheap jokes about Miles going 100 in the 60-mile-an-hour zone? Would you like to get anything off there?
Not any that I can tell on the air, no.
Can you text him me and then I'll read them? It's like, it's Bill and Chagrin. Definitely not Daryl Ryder. Ooh, actually, no. We actually had a caller call in earlier and suggest that if, or asked us rather, if the Saints called today and offered you a second-round pick, would the Browns say no? Where do you land on that insane hypothetical that we indulged for way too long earlier in today's show?
For who?
For Shadur.
Shadur.
Oh, I'd have to chew on that one. But I'm going to say no because I think there is a chance, not this year. I still think there's a chance Shadur Sanders could be a pretty good starter in the National Football League.
Wait, not this year means you think next year, which means the Browns wouldn't take a quarterback or they'd take a quarterback? And
oh,
then
no,
Shadur
they're
going
to take a quarterback. Come on. We know how this movie ends, Jonathan.
Okay, so they take a quarterback, but then Shadur is the
They will draft four quarterbacks in 2 years. Like I could see them trading up to draft the quarterback next year and still drafting another quarterback in the middle rounds. Like they are going to start swinging for the fences on this thing because time is of the essence for them to find that franchise guy on a rookie contract.
Daryl, excellent stuff, buddy. Appreciate ya. Enjoy whatever happens this week. I'm sure it's going to be interesting.
Have a great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good week, guys.
All right. This is a thought exercise.
Okay.
All right. We of the thought partner variety, I'm simply going to point out that when Shador got his speeding tickets, that there was an outsized reaction to it.
Yeah.
So I was walking down the hall. I came up with a way to present this, and I promise you, this is not a trolling take. It's just a way to suss out how people feel about this.
Okay. I'm ready.
Which speeding ticket should, as a fan, you take greater umbrage with? Shador's speeding ticket or Myles Garrett, who effectively, they got busted right around the same spot, right around the same miles per hour.
It's easily Shador's. Listen, I don't care about either speeding ticket. Like, we had Bernie on, and Bernie told a story about him going 125. Like, I truthfully do not care. But if you're making me choose which one I care more about... I'd much rather have it be anybody but the quarterback.
Oh, see, it's interesting. Mine is 100% Miles.
Really?
Yeah, he's the $40 million man. If something were to happen to Miles...
Like we've seen happen where the car flips over and then yes, he misses games because of it. He missed the Atlanta game because of it.
It would have a so much bigger issue with that. And by the way, would much in the same way the Deshaun contract has screwed up the books for the next several years... If Miles then were incapacitated for any amount of time, or if something serious happened, it would set your organization back. It would take you from... That's why they didn't trade Miles, by the way. They didn't trade Miles because they knew they couldn't substantiate not going into a full rebuild if you trade Myles Garrett. Same principle applies if something dire happens because you couldn't go... Oh, no, by the other... Miles well, okay. is not
something,
only your
something
highest...
dire is a different conversation, though.
Well, but that's the whole point people take it to, right?
I wasn't phrasing it in my head as which one. I'm phrasing it like they both got the tickets. Which one are you mad about, etc. Not which one means more to the Browns if they happen to flip their car and have a dire situation.
I think the Browns should be more about mad about Miles. Miles is almost 30. This is like the fourth incident Miles has had with a car. I'm not just trying to turn this into... I think my point is... Like, here's Andrew Berry on Shador Sanders after the speeding tickets earlier in training camp.
Not smart. Just not smart. And it's something that we've addressed with him. You know, he understands the implications. He understands the consequences. It's not just about yourself. Having a joyride is not just about, you know, driving a car really fast, but it's about the fact that you can endanger other people. It's about the fact that if a deer or someone, you know, cuts out in front of you, like your reaction time, it's just dangerous. And it's not something that we want our guys to be doing. It's not something that they should be doing. The number one reason is because we don't want some type of catastrophic accident. Like, right, we saw that, you know, 2 years ago in, what was it, Dallas or Houston with a player.
I would venture to say, if Andrew was going to speak to the media tomorrow,
probably not going to sound like that.
Probably not going to sound anything like that.
No.
So, like, I think it's much more problematic. Like, Shador's 22, 23 years old. He's coming into even more money at a very young age. I would expect some level of car go fast, I go fast. Miles is a grown-ass man who's got a lot of life experience that Shador doesn't have.
I know. I think people look at the quarterbacks as a more serious thing, though, because a lot of the time this is reflective of decision-making. And decision-making at the quarterback spot, there's just a ton more that you have to do in a game than if you're Miles Garrett.
Now, it should be said, I'm not willing to run either out of town, and I think the reaction to speeding tickets, more often than not, gets very holier than art thou, and I think it's embarrassing when we do it. But I just think it's interesting, to something you've pointed out, I have not yet heard. Actually, no, we got one guy, Craig, on Twitter saying it's time to void the guarantees on Garrett's contract. The dude is too freaking stupid to change his habits even after flipping a car. That's the one guy.
That's the one guy.
And in fairness, Craig, love and respect, you're a little unhinged about everything.
You know, like, I'll be shocked if anyone in the national media does comment on it tomorrow, but the conversation around them will be, I can hear Coward already. It's not even like a surprise. It'll just be
Was he wearing a backward hat?
No, it'll just be as simple. You wear the backwards hat. Colin would not like you.
Yeah, that's why I'm never going to get on the volume.
That's it. It's right. He sees the videos.
A volume shooter, not allowed on the volume.
He's like, man, these guys sound great, but I can't stand the backwards hat. It just does not work for me. No, but he's going to simply say, your quarterback is the decision maker. He makes decisions. You can do this as a defensive end. I don't want my quarterback to be doing it.
By the way,
I can hear it right now.
The idea that decisions on the field are anywhere close to decisions made off the field is the biggest force and the biggest reach in the history of sports.
You brought up the backwards hat. That's same. It's from that same level of thinking, line of thinking.
That's Colin. He's special in that regard.
But that's what it is, though. You want to know where that comes from. That's where that comes from. That's why a lot of people and GMs across the league, they agree with this sentiment that at 23 and a quarterback, they want you to be 43. Like, they expect more of you at a quarterback at 23. They don't expect the cornerback or the pass rusher or the wide receiver at 23 to act as if they're a 40-year-old, but they do the quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I think what's interesting is, and again, I just think it's an interesting exercise. Neither of us really care all that much about speeding tickets, let alone if it's Miles or if it's Shador. But once you get $40 million from an organization or $30 million, don't you owe it a little bit differently than if you're a rookie in a rookie contract? Don't you owe it to an organization?
Well, they did nothing
to behave.
The first three times he got cited for going this fast,
he was only making 20 then.
Why does he think the fourth time is all of a sudden going to break the Browns?
Oh, no, I don't. But I do think, like, I just think it's interesting. I personally think the way people have treated Shador, I understand why so many people have joined the Shahive almost in defense of some of the asinine storylines out there, and then they can't really muster up the same kind of vitriol when it's the best player face of the franchise doing almost to the letter of the speed, the exact same damn thing.
I mean, people, they do what they can get away with in many ways, and he can't get away with this with the police, obviously, but when it comes to the Browns, they've shown him in the past they don't really treat it the way that they spoke about when it came down to Shador. They just don't. And if you're Miles Garrett, think about it like with us here at work. If they sent you an email, it's like important, must be at this company-wide event, and if you don't show up and then nothing happens, and then you do it three times in a row and nothing happens, it's not like you're going to have any incentive to want to come the fourth time.
216-474-0092, which speeding ticket should we have a bigger issue with? This is a thought exercise. Neither of us are actually mad about this at all. If anything, I actually really enjoyed the Miles and Shador discourse on the sideline, and you can kind of see how Shador gets everybody on his side just by being playful with everyone and kind of getting people to gravitate towards his personality.
Yeah, and I don't think that was an accident, and I thought it was interesting that the TV cameras kept going back to that interaction, but it was about a quarter's length of game time, and it was just every time they kept going back to it, I was like, you can tell Miles is buying in.
Oh, see, what's interesting is, I thought that was Shador wooing Miles and not the other way around.
Oh, I think about it, though, because it didn't happen until the third quarter. I thought it was Miles going over to Shador and trying to be like, hey, all right, I see what's going on here. I like what's going on here.
How'd the convo start?
I will. I mean,
hey, could I get away from you with one of my spins? Or well,
we know that's what got broadcasted out on the Browns platform. We don't know that's how the conversation started. And they did it between multiple drives. That was the interesting thing about it. So we don't know how it started.
Oh, I think Shador.
What I do know is while Dylan Gabriel and Deshaun Watson were looking like they were having the worst time imaginable sitting next to each other, Shador wasn't there.
All I'll say is it wouldn't surprise me if Shador understands winning the quarterback job, and whether that's week one or week six, is a lot more about the relationship and how I know you, how do you know me, even more so than it is just about who can ball and who can't.
I mean, listen, it would be smart of him if during one of the best performances and while the game is going on, he's like, I'm gonna make sure that I go over to Miles and then we can joke around and we can have a good time and we can talk about things. That's just smart, in my opinion.
Oh, no. I think maybe I put this the wrong way. I think Shador is smart enough to know being the best quarterback at football is only one of the things that truly matters in a quarterback kerfuffle. But being the best quarterback in a quarterback kerfuffle and having great relationships with the best players on your team and everybody else is 10 times what that first thing was.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was smart if he's the one that initiated it. But then again, even if it was Miles that went over there and they had the convo, at least Shador was joking around having a good time with them. Like, it went the way it was supposed to go down.
I just think it's funny. Like, I kind of don't know what Miles, like, where. I think Miles just seems to be in his own world at most of the time. I don't mean that in like a mean way. Like, you know, I saw Miles in walking out of the facility at training camp, and he was just kind of smiling and just kind of looking everywhere. I was like, he's very content with where he is, and he should be.
If
I looked like that and made that kind of money and was that good at anything, I think I would feel that same way as well.
I mean, that's kind of the humor of the clip that you referenced right there, though, right? It's like Shador being like, hey, which, by the way, we should at some point talk about him asking about his spin move and then Miles basically being like, no, it won't work on me. But the idea that the spin move that everyone kind of gets on Shador and like, hey, this isn't good, Shador clearly looks at it like it's a good thing.
Well, he didn't get sacked two or three times.
He clearly looks at it like this is his own little cheat code. He's just waiting for everybody else to acknowledge that he doesn't get sacked on these things.
No. He's waiting until he's done enough good in the football field that they stop. Like,
because it will happen. At some point, that move will go from being a negative to people being like, that's a trait of his.
You know how this works. This works the same way in every business. When you are the low man in the totem pole, everything you do is scrutinized to a level where, like,
especially when it's different.
Now you move one rung up, you can get away with a little bit more. You move another rung up, all of a sudden the things that they were blasting you for 2 weeks ago are the things they praise you for now. And if you get to that, the sweetest rung, the best rung, there's not a damn thing that's going to happen to you no matter what you do. And I think that that same case is going to be made for Shador's Barry Sanders impressions.
Then you're just an innovator. Then all of a sudden it's a cool party trick you have.
Craig high-roading us.
We got high-roaded?
Yeah, saying you'll care.
While talking about a road conversation?
He said you'll care when he runs over one of your kids or wives in the highway.
Oh, jeez. Come on, man.
Okay, buddy. Craig, I'm going to need you to simmer down quite a bit there.
No matter what we say, we'll not be able to control what other people do anyway.
We got more here. Brian on Twitter saying, the two of you defending speeding, if it's no big deal, makes my blood boil. Okay. Hey, Brian. Beating a woman and speeding. Real Sophie's choice there. Where are we going? What about any of the other things? I mean, listen, I'm not saying speeding is a victimless crime, but if it makes your blood boil, then you must be outraged about everything on the stinking planet. Was that too hard, heavy-handed? Was that just right?
No, that's fine. Craig just went to a really dark image to begin with, though.
Radu on Twitter saying, Miles and Shador were comparing notes on speeding in Strongsville. You're going to make Brian's blood boil.
We don't want to make Brian mad.
Do not want to make him mad.
Don't high road Brian.
Craig. His blood is already boiling.
I do like when people say their blood is boiling. I always think it's too. It's fun.
Because I know what that's like as somebody with a bad temper. I have had that. And it's no fun.
I feel bad. He's getting very angry over this, of all things that we've said today. This is the one.
In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.